never coached Steve Gregory until today, but I know you're familiar with him. Give us a little scouting report. What kind of player did you get?
Well, we got a veteran player, an experienced guy. He's been in a lot of different systems, most recently New England. So his biggest transition will be just, we were talking last night, is just terminologies. What he might have been used to be calling apples, we call oranges. So that's going to be his first transition. I mean, he's played in varied systems. Like I say, he's familiar probably with everything that we've done, and it's just terminology, getting his feet back underneath him. He's got to get back into pads and understand all that stuff, which, you know, we're going to give him the time to do that. But I think we got a good football player, a guy that can take command back there, has done that in the past in his career. He's played some different positions, was a good football player at Syracuse, and, you know, we're excited to have him, you know.
Why do you think he's been out?
I don't know that. You know, I don't go into that realm. You know, they provide us the players. We got to coach him, and I know his background, and I know it's a good one, and I think we'll be fine with it.
For today, you had Bronson in that spot, though. What's he show you? What's he?
Well, he's. I think Malcolm, you know, has had a really good camp. You know, he's showing the ability to take command back there. He's got a pretty good handle on what we're doing. He's a young guy, you know, because he redshirted last year. He didn't play at all. So this is really his rookie year, and so he's learning a lot. And I think if you think of him as a true rookie right now and think where he's at, he's done a really nice job.
Another guy in that mix you're using in the dime, McMillan. Can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit about him and why he's in that spot?
Well, he's the same thing. He's got experience. He's got pretty good range, you know, for a safety. He's played some different down low positions as well. So we're excited about all those guys. You know, like I said the other day, I said, you know, the one thing good about Andy's camps is you get enough reps. And so these guys can get out there, and they give us a chance to evaluate them. And it also gives them a chance to get better at what we're doing. So I think, you know, we're going to have to let this whole thing sort itself out, particularly on that back end.
How do you think the rule points of emphasis, you know, with the legal contact and downfield blocking and more than a yard on screens, how are they going to change how the game is played?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you can't, you know, you try to adjust, you know, to however, whatever new rules are in, whatever new rules or whatever rules, the enforcement is, the emphasis is different. You try to adjust like that. I think all the players, you know, understand the strike zone now and understand what that means. It's still challenging and difficult on those bang-bang plays, but they know what it's about. And you have to adjust. I mean, it's the way, those are the rules and regulations, and no different than any other profession. Might make it more difficult or harder, or you don't agree, but that's what it is. And coaches, players, and everybody, we just have to try to teach and do a good job as we can on that.
Are you kind of interested to see how the rub routes and stuff will be affected by these rule changes? Or you just...
Well, I mean, I think, you know, to me, the most important thing is understand the rule. And you want to be a smart player, a smart team, understand that. And then how it's enforced is not in our wagon. I mean, we can't do anything about that. That's the officials, and that's their job. And, you know, we got plenty of stuff to do ourselves out here, so we'll just wait and see what happens with it.
Having the refs out here help for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's all – anytime you know, like when – I'll be honest, we coach on our own side. You know, if we think it's a penalty on us, whether they're here or not, we're going to say, hey, you can't grab a guy like that. You can't do that because habits, you don't want to get in bad habits. That's the truth of it. And there's a certain give and take, we all know, on all holding, all that, offense, defense, whatever. But everybody understands the blatant ones and how you're going to get called.
You mentioned the competition at safety. How about at corner? And
I think the whole thing. I think the whole back end is going to be really competitive, which is, you know, I think that's a positive thing. You know, we're fortunate we got several positions like that where not only you got a couple that are undecided, but even ones that aren't undecided, we got some competition going on in that room, and that's a positive for us. You know, that's going to make every player a better player, and it's going to eventually make us a better defense / better team.
John Smith started with the ones, and then Ron Parker is now running with the ones. What's the reasoning behind that?
We're going to rotate guys in, and different groupings, you know, different people are in there. So you know, we're it's competitive. We're not set on anything yet. Nothing's been decided. We're just letting it roll. And like I say, we got plenty of reps. We got a lot more to go before we get to the regular season. And we just got to see who really is the most. What it comes down to in the end is who's the most consistent player. That's how you end up choosing a starting player. I think is like, okay, whatever his limitations are, whatever his pluses are, we know we're going to get this kind of performance this percentage of the time. And that's what you're looking for, is you're looking for that, because then you can build your defenses around that and your expectations for those positions accordingly.